Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining us. If you have not yet, please give us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It will help us tremendously. Thank you so much. In the last few episodes, our party continued to make their way up and out of the Underdark. After being harassed by some cave fishing monstrosities, they made it all the way back to the giant copper doors. As they arrived, they found the doors locked and sealed shut. Tallick, Alirlock, and Shadow decided to bed down for the night, with Shadow taking the final watch with his owl that he threw from the rust bag of tricks. During Shadow's watch, he hears a rumbling earth and a giant monster called a boulette appears. Tallick and Alirlock do not have time to don their armor, and the battle commences. Alirlock is being shaken around by one of this boulette's babies, and Tallick just took a bite that put him down. That is where we pick up here.
It does 28 damage with its bite.
I'm down.
It does not have the grapple thing. You are not grappled by it. So it just takes a huge chomp out of you and sends you to the ground. It's immediately your turn.
Okay.
And that's one of the things. You had already used your Orcish Endurance, right?
To stay up. Yeah, I used my Relentless Endurance. Let me ask you this. Am I able to use Second Wind as I'm down to regain HP?
You are not, because when you're unconscious, you can't take actions.
Okay. I'm going to roll a death save.
All right. Roll it up.
What?
He just went down, and then it was immediately his turn.
Oh my god.
16.
Okay, that's a success.
Yeah, but I'm worried about what she's about to do to me.
Let's see how it goes with Alirlock prolonging his own suffering. That might not... No, I think it is because you're reduced AC. It's a 16 to hit.
That's... Yep, that's a hit.
God damn it.
Fucking A. You guys might have a problem here. That's max damage. That's 22 damage.
Oh my god.
No shot. That's
how much HP do you have?
Exact number.
Oh my god. It's literally, it's 2d10 plus 2, and I rolled 2 10s.
What does that mean?
It means he's unconscious again.
Oh, y'all are scaring me.
22.
Alirlock, it's your turn. Again.
Well, I'll make a death save for ya.
Okay.
18
is a success. Okay. All right. So that's good.
The only thing going
Shadow,
for us is that we have passes.
The only healthy person, your two friends who didn't get their rest are clearly fatigued and getting absolutely mauled
on
by these creatures. They're both unconscious. It is your turn.
So I'm trying to figure out mathematically if either of them can receive enough damage to be permakilled.
The one that has a Alirlock, it's bleeding, its face is like, its jaws all floppy, it's falling apart, and it just made a last ditch murder shake to take out a Alirlock.
Okay. Gonna swing my glaive at this one.
Alright.
Yeah, kill that one, please, for the love of God, and then you can start helping us.
Modified 20.
Yes.
Okay. Alright. It is
that
very
the last
weak.
Baby?
Yeah, that's the last baby, and I mean, you can roll damage if you want, but it had 3 HP left. I don't think you can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, plus 3. So
okay.
7 damage. Right.
So you kill that one and knock it off of a Leerlock.
Okay, and the moment I do that, I turn and do I see any vulnerabilities? I mean, I don't have... I mean, I can
there's small gaps in between its armor plates that you could try to stab into, but I mean, that's reflected in its high AC mechanically.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to swing my glaive again.
All right.
Shit.
I've already started this action process. 21 to hit.
That hits.
And I saved my Colossus Slayer, so it will apply this time.
Except no one has damaged this guy.
What? Nobody has damaged this thing? I thought Taylor had slammed on it.
I rolled a nat 1 on it when I used my bonus attack on it.
Oh.
Fuck. I've only killed the babies.
Okay, gonna reroll that. Let's go. Max damage, 13.
Hey, the reroll coming in clutch for once.
Yep. And then gonna swing around and dab it with the butt. That's a nat 1. Okay, so this thing has had 13 damage done to it. Is that what you're telling me? Hold on, I'm not done.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay. So Shadow is going to run around hoping that he's got this thing's aggro.
Oh yeah, you got its attention. Climb
up,
when you stab.
Climb up this wall here.
Now hold on, do you still have Zephyr Strike going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Climb up this wall here somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, tell me how you want to climb up it.
I don't know how much movement I have left. I have like 40 feet of movement left, so I want to climb 20 feet up it. Even if I can't stand on it, I'd want to get...
Okay. Hold on. It's half speed when you get to it. We'll map it out. So you went, you just turn around and step, you know, 4 feet to get to him.
Yeah.
Then you walked over to the wall. That's another 10 feet. So you've got 25 left. So you can go half of that. So you can go, well, we'll say 26 left because it said 4 feet. So you can go 13 feet up the wall. Okay. It matters because I'm curious if he's going to be able to get to you. So if you're 13 feet up the wall.
I don't know if he can. I mean, I know he can go far, but I don't know how high vertically he can go.
Right. Okay.
All right. Fuck
it's
it.
The bullet's turn.
I have a plan.
I believe you.
Yeah. Standing leap. The bullet's long jump is up to 30 feet, and its high jump is up to 15 feet, with or without a running start.
Awesome.
The bullet leaps up and tries to bite you off the wall.
Awesome.
Natural 17 for a 24.
Oh my god.
It rips you off the wall.
We're gonna die.
It's been fun.
For 26 damage.
As soon as it does that, dark magic just flails out of my body and just starts pounding this thing in the head.
Alright, yeah. Roll it up.
Oh my god, shit roll. 12.
Hey, I mean, every little bit counts when you're in a situation like this. You're still on the wall, but it takes a chunk out of your butthole.
Okay.
Oh.
That's awesome.
You now have one butt cheek, whereas before right. You had two.
Rolling my save.
All right, Talik, roll it up.
I really need this because not because about dying, but I need to stand up quicker.
Right, yeah. If you get
that's
back.
The big... Okay, another pass. So that's
another
two.
Another pass. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Okay. Leerlock, it is your turn.
Oh.
Is that a pass?
Yep. So is that your second pass or first?
Second.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so we both have two.
Okay.
That's much better situation than we were two turns ago. That was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, Seth?
He's drawing a square on the map.
You already know what's coming. All right.
Well, I'm drawing the square for a reason. I've been forgetting one of this thing's features.
Oh, yeah. God. Fuck
so
off.
So if I hop off of this ledge on top of this thing's head, will I take damage?
What do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do. And I'll tell you how we could resolve it.
I want to get down within 10 feet of him.
Yeah. You can hop. You can scurry over on the wall and hop down next to him.
Using the least amount of movement possible.
Okay, yeah, you can go, you can scurry over 5 feet, that'll use 10 feet of your movement, and then drop down with no movement. So you've used 10 feet to be right there.
Okay. Now, I am going to summon all of my most terrifying energy, swirling with calming energy, and push it towards this creature, and he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw, okay.
Of DC 14.
17.
God oh damn my. It.
Fucking God, you've got to be shitting
me. Your rolls.
Look, y'all rolled 3 nat 20s. I mean, I'm not going to lie, my rolls have been incredible as well, but...
That's true. I had back-to-back nat 20s, but... You're not supposed to. You're the DM.
You're not allowed.
So I have 50 feet of movement left.
Damn.
Yeah, Zephyr Strike's nice.
Oh, yeah, I need to roll a constitution save.
Concentration.
Forgetting
concentration.
Your butt bit.
Yeah, what
How
do
much
I roll?
Damage did he take?
He took 26, so it's a DC 13 saving throw. We're into those crazy numbers now where...
Dude, which saving throw?
Constitution.
Constitution, DC 13. Let's go, 19.
There we go.
All right, so you still got it.
Strike. Going 25 feet up the side of this ledge.
Okay.
And I'm just screaming at him, you piece of shit! You can't get me, na 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 boo boo!
Yeah.
Is he going to try and get someone else, though?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Don't give the DM ideas of talking to the right stupid choice. Bullet.
Because here's what he's going to do.
Oh my god.
He is going... Well, I need to roll an attack roll. See if he can grab him.
Oh god!
That is
a 19.
Modified 20.
Fuck!
So he grabs Talik.
Oh my god. It's and a she, but yes.
Yes, and she dives underground with you.
What? Well, that's unfortunate.
And you see this just like sploosh where the ground used to be solid, it like splashes and ripples like it's a wet mud. Talik, I need you to make me a death saving throw.
A death saving throw? Just straight up?
Yeah. It's your turn.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Nat 20!
Talik, you wake up. And everything is dark. But not dark vision dark. Completely black. And you feel the pressure of not only a large creature grasped around your midsection, but also the pressure of soil.
I'm claustrophobic.
Covering your entire body. Mechanically, here's the deal. You're grappled, right? You don't know where underground you are or how deep you are. As you're flailing your arms, you can move a little bit in this. It's almost like swimming in honey. You can feel your arms moving around in this thick soup of wet soil.
Okay, do I have a turn remaining?
Yeah, I was describing that like you did, but I don't actually know. Hold on, let me double check here.
I'm afraid that... Oh, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
If you accrue 3 successes, you are stabilized. If you roll a 20, you regain 1 hit point. So that rolling that 20 is huge. You don't get a hit point just for getting 3 successes. When you start your turn, you roll your check. If you roll a natural 20, you regain 1 hit point. Yeah, you have your whole turn.
That's what I thought. I thought the nat 20 was big. No one reacted.
Yeah, no, that is huge. I thought that you just needed a success and it would be, you know, you'd be up. But you just stabilize with a regular success. Mm-hmm. With a nat 20, you have 1 HP.
Let me do this first. Is there some sort of check or save or something that I can do to free myself and then potentially climb out?
So the first thing you'd need to do is free yourself from grappled.
Okay.
To do that, you have to make a contested athletics check. Hold on, let me double check.
I mean, I like my odds there.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure that's how you do it. You make a contested athletics check, and if you beat theirs, then you are free.
Now, here's the question, though, because I don't want to waste my turn. If I get free, is it possible for me, or is there some sort of check I can roll to see, is it possible for me to get from underground and get back up out of the ground? Like, because like you described, I don't know how deep I am. I don't know any of that.
Right.
I don't even know which way is up.
You have to use your action like you are grappled to make an athletics check to try to get up. And yeah, you would have to roll a perception check to even figure out which way is up.
I'm not sure that it's even...
I mean, the problem is you don't know where this thing's taking you. Y'all are moving.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to attack it. I mean...
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like what... You know, my options are so limited. The problem is I'm not going to kill it. And if it attacks me again, I'm going back down. I am going to just attack it. Because I know in my head that a Leerlock's down. We're underground somewhere. Maybe Shadow could get to a Leerlock, stabilize him. So I am just going to attack it. And I feel like that's what Talik would do.
Okay. All right.
Now, do I have any kind of condition or is it just an attack?
We're going to treat it like you're underwater, which when you're underwater, it's disadvantage unless you have a dagger or spear or something like that.
I have a hand axe.
No, it's got to be something that's like a short piercing weapon. It's like a really short list of like dagger, spear, trident, I think is basically all there is that doesn't take the disadvantage.
All right, let me think. Let me just give me a second.
Just give me a second.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is use my bonus action to use my second wind, which I get a D10 plus 5 HP. Yeah,
that I think is brilliant.
So I'm going to do that first. Let me roll this D10. Hope to God it's good. It's a 7, so I get 12 HP.
Okay.
So I'm up to 13.
Okay. I know. Being in the mouth of a giant beast.
Have I done anything cool enough for inspiration yet?
Oh, man. Not that I recall. You've rolled some nat 20s, but those are their own reward.
Okay. I'm about to do something crazy.
I love crazy.
Well, let me see. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm about to do something crazy.
I mean, it's worth taking the time for because your life literally hangs in the balance. You just got taken away by a monster.
When does the Cape of the Montebac recharge? Is that a homebrew?
No, that's not homebrew. Let me see.
Okay.
This property of the Cape can't be used again until the next dawn, and we already established dawn has not risen.
It's not dawn, you mother.
Yeah, while you're thinking, I want to reveal the curtain a little bit. So, do you guys remember Pokemon Gold and Silver with the legendary dogs?
Of course not.
Yes.
How, whenever you would cross a route, they would move routes?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mechanic for this guy. So, every hour, she was changing regions in these caves, and so I was rolling to see how she was moving while y'all were taking y'all's rest, and this is when she burst into this room.
All right, I'm gonna swing at her twice underground.
Right.
With disadvantage.
All right,
first attack is fuck yeah, 23 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit. That's what you want on a disadvantage roll.
11 regular damage and 2 necrotic. Then I'm going to take my second swing with disadvantage. 1.
Oh, fucking disadvantage.
I will end my turn underground in this thing's grasp.
Okay. Alirlok, it is your turn. I need a death saving throw.
Yes, you do.
Get it. Pop up, baby.
You're due. You're due.
Fuck.
5.
5.
That's a fail. What are you sitting at now?
2 successes, 1 failure.
Okay. All right, Shadow, it's your turn. You just saw this thing dive underground into a milky soup of dirt and mud.
With me.
With, you know, Tolik in his mouth.
I don't know where Tolik is, right?
Yeah, as far as you know, he just went underground with this thing. You're not sure.
How do I get down here without using all my movement?
Well, it's 20 feet down, so you can jump down. You'll take 4 hit points of damage, and you'll
jump 10 feet down.
Then you'll take 1 hit point of damage, and it'll be impossible to fail the acrobatics check to keep from going prone.
Okay. Come over here to Joey. To Alirlok.
Okay.
My boy with the ears.
Yeah, as you, like, go to step in that muddy goo, you feel like your foot goes into it, and it's just, like, tries to sink in. You have to go around it to keep from sinking into it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely would not have stepped on that to begin with, so I'm glad I went around it. So, I'm going to cast a level 2 Cure Wounds.
Ugh.
So give 18 HP to a Alirlok.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I have good news for a Alirlok this time, though. This time he doesn't have a dirt shark clamped onto him.
You said news, and I just assumed it was bad. I didn't hear the qualifier. Okay.
This whole cave is a problem for me.
It's a very small cave. There were a lot of much bigger spaces y'all could have fought this thing in, but
yeah,
this is where it found y'all.
We've been looking for the motherfucker this whole time. Okay, so Lirlock's up, and Shadow's just gonna come stand over here and just be like, well, this is awful. Any idea where Tolik is? Oh wait, you've been dead. Yeah. Where's the key? Is there a key slot on the side of the door? Does anybody have a key? Did we leave the key on the other side?
There is not a key slot on this side of the door.
Is there like a handle?
No, it is just a flat wall on this side.
Okay, so 25 feet, and then 15 feet, so then I can move another... Oh my god. That's as close as I can make it to the door. It's the end of my turn.
Okay. It is the Bullet's turn, and Tolik, you suddenly feel the warm, comfortable embrace of normal darkness as y'all come bursting out of the ground and land above the surface, and you take a brief second to look around, and y'all are on the opposite side of the door.
Oh my god.
This thing still has you grappled in its mouth, and it is going to try to chomp and crush you to death.
Is this an attack roll?
It is. It's a 14 to
misses.
Hit.
Misses.
Okay.
Look at him over
Call
there.
Call it Grug. It is your turn. You are grappled in this thing.
With one HP?
No. He used his whatchamacallit, so he's got a little bit more than
that.
Got
13.
I'm going to stay in this thing's mouth and take two swings at it.
That's what she said.
Because I'm epic.
Epic?
Is it? It's disadvantage, right?
No, not for grappled. You're not restrained. You're just grappled.
Oh. Well, I rolled disadvantage. Oh, it's because I was underground.
Okay. Yeah. It's because you were trying to swing through mud at it.
All right, here we go. 19 to hit.
19 hits.
9 regular damage.
Oh, man.
7 necrotic damage.
Oh, okay. All right. What's that
I'm
total?
I'm going to swing again. 16.
Okay.
15 to hit. Don't answer that. I'm going to use a superiority die to add a precision strike to add a d8 to that. And that gives me... Come on, give me something good. 3, so 18 to hit.
An 18 is a hit.
Okay, and then I get to add this 3 to the damage. Alright, give me something good on the damage. 10 regular damage and 6 necrotic, so 16 more.
Okay, alright. You're wailing on him, and she's squealing, but she's not dead yet.
And I am going to use my action surge to do it all again.
Oh my gosh, freaking action surge.
Alright, here we go.
These are some big rolls, Talik.
14 to hit. I'm going to use my last superiority die to add a d8. And it's a 6. 20 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, good damage. 13 regular damage. And come on. 3 necrotic, so 16 more. And I'm going to take my last attack.
Before you do, do you want to know how much he's got left?
No, I already hit it and I missed. I rolled an 11 to hit. Okay. That's it.
Man.
My turn. Hold on. I can do something else. I'm sorry, but this is like life or death. Because I'm right on top of this guy, would a firebolt, would I have to roll that at disadvantage?
Well, you've already used your.
I know, but I have something. I have something to do that.
A firebolt is a ranged attack, and you're right on top of him, so if you're within 5 feet, it is at disadvantage, yes.
All right, I'm going to try it anyways, okay? I'm going to use my last sorcery point to use a quickened spell, which allows me to cast a spell as a bonus action.
An action surge doesn't actually use your bonus action.
So I am going to, at disadvantage, try and finish this thing off with
You don't have any other cantrip that's like short range?
Nope. So here we go.
Oh my god.
The at disadvantage, it's a plus 5 to hit. 12.
That's a miss. Man, that was a cool extra thing that you tried.
Okay, I'll end my turn.
Alright. Joey, back to you.
I would like to stand. I haven't stood in at least 10 rounds. So that's half my movement.
Oh my god. Poor Joey.
I'm going to move. Wait. In the kerfuffle, is the fire snuffed out?
Somehow y'all's fire has survived. It's been right outside the
rain. I can see. Okay, that's great. Yeah. I'm standing and I can see. This is a great time.
It's the best day you've ever had.
So we're just gonna move up here to Shadow and say, "How you doing? I'm worse for wear."
You're like, I just wanted to take a long rest.
I have nothing to help this situation. but I'm going to do the typical pat myself on the back and cast Cure Wounds. Like, good job. I'm going to regain 11 hit points.
Nothing like a good old spell. Level 1 Cure Wounds for your last spell.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to do. Shadow, this door is massive.
That's a big ass door, bud.
It's just, it's a thick copper mofo.
Shadow reaches under his cloak and pulls out a wand of secrets.
What's that, dude?
The fuck?
That's something y'all got recently, isn't it?
Yeah. My first time to use it. I've been waiting. You can use an action to expend one of its charges, and if a secret door or trap is within 30 feet of you, the wand pulses and points at the one nearest to you. So I'm going to walk up centered on this door. Is this bubble something that I need to care about?
That's the quicksand that it came out of and left there.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to pulse this thing and see if I can't see any secret way to open this door.
Okay.
From...
A secret door trap is within 30 feet of you. The one pulses and points at the nearest one to you. So that it reveals secrets to you.
Yes.
Okay. So you activate that and you see, you know, kind of X-ray vision style glowing through this thing, the lock on the other side of this. If you had walked up to this and never knew about the other side, that might be useful information to you. But being that you've seen the other side, you know what the lock looks like, what the keyhole looks like on the other side. And it reveals that to you, but there's nothing else. There's no side door.
I really like Shadow.
Me too. He's pretty good.
Can he... swim in the pit?
You want to dive into the quicksand pit?
Like, maybe keep a hand outside on the rock and just see if I'm able to move around in there. Just kind of like test the water a little bit. Waters.
So, the proverbial waters. Yeah, so you kind of... the proverbial quicksand. So you jump into the proverbial quicksand, as it were.
Hey, that's and, the name of the episode, by the way. Proverbial quicksand.
So you jump in, and
as a kid, I thought quicksand was gonna be fucking everywhere.
Yeah, so just like all your childish fears of it, it's like it was back in the 90s movies. I think in real life it's a lot thicker, but this stuff's really thin, but it does kind of start pulling you in.
Okay, so Shadow's gonna get back out of that.
Sorry, Talik. That's not drowning in the quicksand for you. So, I will tell you, I will tell you, in this world, you can hold your breath for an absurdly long amount of time. It's one plus your con modifier minutes of holding your breath.
Yeah, but that's great, but how am I going to go up?
I mean, that's a really good question. I don't know. I'll just tell you mechanically, you'd have to make an athletics check to try to swim through this stuff at half speed. And if you failed, you wouldn't move at all.
Half my Zephyr Strike speed?
Yeah. But if you fail, you don't move at all. You're just stuck in it.
Talik, you got everything under control over there? I need to put my pants buttoned.
His dick's just still whacking around.
I think he's in trouble over there. Okay. Shadow backflips into the quicksand.
Oh my god. Okay, how much movement speed you got left?
I have 30 left.
30 left. Okay, so make me an athletics check.
Oh, 19. So modify 25.
Okay, so you can move 15 feet.
Okay. He yelled out right as he was backflipping. Oh, god!
So you can't see. You're under... ground, swimming through the mud.
Yeah.
And it's the Bullet's turn. He's got you grappled. And he's going to try to clamp down and finish this. I'm going to roll That's it.
It's up. A physical attack, correct?
It is a physical attack. It'll be against your AC.
Okay.
I'm going to roll it in here. He has a +7 to hit. What's your AC?
19.
19. So she needs a 12. If she rolls a 12 or higher, she hits and probably ends Tolik's life. Here we go. Natural 5.
All right.
That's a miss. That's but a miss. Why is she going to end Tolik's life?
Because I'm by myself. Third damage. Well, I guess you are coming. All right, Tolik, your turn.
Here we go. I'm about to finish this bitch off. I just grip my teeth, do all I know how to do, rear back, longsword of pallid light.
I imagine you're just like beating her in the head with it.
Nat.
Oh my god.
20.
She has 8 HP left. How do you want to do this?
You're
Let's
in the ground.
Fucking go.
I just reach up above my head and bring it down and cleave this thing in half like a rock splitter.
You like, so you sweep down and you take off the whole top carapace of it. So you chop off like its head and its jaw, the top half of its jaw, and you just like land in the bottom half of its jaw like a cradle as you cut the top of this thing's head off.
Do we still have the key, or is the key around? Is it around in the lock?
You look around, and it is just dark and quiet in here.
But you hear the sludge moving a little bit.
I hear the sludge moving. I want to jump back into the sludge and try and find Shadow in the middle. I want to take my 30 feet of movement and try and find him down there.
Okay, well, first I need you to make an athletics check to even try to swim in the sludge.
Okay.
You sound confident. 24. It's a tough... Okay, all right. All right, so you get into the sludge.
Dive down into the sludge.
All right, so you dive down into the sludge and then swim 15 feet towards Shadow because it's half movement.
And I just yell out through the sludge.
Yeah, but Shadow can't... Lirlock can hear you, but Shadow can't hear you. He's in the sludge.
We're both in the sludge.
Both in the God. Sludge. Lirlock's got his pecker put away.
Lirlock, your morning wood.
Oh, I want to make it clear my morning wood never went away.
Well, yeah, you get off on this, but a Lirlock is a civilized man. Legit.
It went away, but it came back when I was down making my death saving throws.
Lirlock, what do you do? Shit. Please save me from these guys.
Yeah, I am bewildered as to what my options are. I've never encountered anything like this.
It seems like your options might be jump in the sludge or not jump in the sludge.
That seems like the question.
There's a nice fire and an owl.
I like the warmth. Man, if I go down in there, it's going to be like a four-way intersection with no stop signs.
Holy fuck.
And everyone's blindfolded.
And everyone's blindfolded. Yeah, that's the real issue. I just imagine you all start stabbing each other underneath because you think it's the bullet.
I need to know something.
Hold on.
What do you need to know?
Hold on before you need to know.
Okay.
I think... I have 50 feet of rope.
Okay.
Are we out of combat officially?
We're going to stay in initiative mode because of the fact that they are under
deep
water,
underground.
Underground water, under soil.
Yes, that makes sense, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Well, how long would it take me to fasten or find a rock to fasten the rope around a rock and then fasten myself to said rope on the other end?
That's just an action. I'll let you do all that object interaction to pull the rope out, and then action to tie you and the rope off.
Okay. I'd like to perform those actions.
Okay.
And then my movement is diving into the proverbial quicksand.
Oh, yeah!
This is why we play this freaking game! Okay, so it takes you 10 feet of movement to get into the quicksand, so you got 20 feet left. But before you can even start swimming, you jump into it, and it's just a thick soup. You've got to make a athletics check just to even swim.
That's okay. We got a plus 5.
I mean, that's pretty good, but it's a pretty
16?
A decently high check. A 16 just makes it.
That's good.
So you swim 10 feet towards these yahoos.
I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here.
Make me a perception check.
I am on a rescue mission. 7.
Who are you rescuing?
Dalek? A 7?
A 7.
Okay. I'm actually going to hide all of y'all's characters.
Oh, no. Because
y'all don't know where the hell y'all are.
I hate that.
All right.
Wow.
Hi.
Shadow, it is your turn.
Man. Athletics check.
Athletics check.
Fuck you. Don't get cracked. 14.
That's a fail. You try to make progress and
big chill.
You're not sure if you're moving or not, but it sure feels like you're not.
Okay.
Talik, it is your turn.
I'm going to roll my athletics check and try and get back to them on the other side of the door, and I got a freaking 10.
It's a fail. You don't make any progress.
Me and Shadow are just synchronized swimmers down here.
What do we have to do this, like, 30 fails to die of suffocation?
Yeah. It's pretty... It's a minute plus your con... 1 plus your con minutes. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Well, maybe a Leerlock is about to grab somebody and pull back.
Oh, look. I was smart and put it in here. 1 plus con mod minutes, minimum of 30 seconds. But I think y'all all have a positive con.
Yeah.
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 And then you survive for a number of rounds equal to your con mod.
My con's 3, so that's 4 minutes.
4 minutes, yeah.
No.
I just want to see how this all works out. So, Leerlock, it is your turn.
I am reaching for the nearest appendage I can find, and I'm going to pull it, whether that is a, you know, your pecker's out or whatever, that's getting pulled.
Me an athletics check to see if you can make any progress.
Oh, I was going to see if I was near anybody.
That was the perception check I had you make last time.
Oh,
to see
okay,
if,
I see. Okay.
You found anything. He can move freely back towards the rope. But if he wants to move forward, he has to make the athletics check.
Okay, here's the athletics check.
Tough, but fair.
Y'all are going to hate me in a minute, I'm afraid.
Oh, 13.
Yeah, you fail. Retroactively, Shadow, make me a perception check, and Alir, like, you make me a perception check, too.
10.
Okay, you guys are just flailing around in the mud, unaware of where your buddies are. Shadow, it's your turn.
Shadow's just kind of purposely moving forward.
Jesus Christ.
Just like he's just taking a dip in a swimming puddle in the mountains.
Okay.
14.
Love those swimming puddles. He's treading water.
Talik,
yeah,
it's your turn.
Just chilling.
Yeah, he's happy. He's content.
Shadow's fine.
Under the effing earth.
Alright, 22.
Alright, that's a success.
He's the Eclairian.
Alright, how far can I move?
You can move up to 15 feet with just your movement, and then you can use your action to try to move further.
I want
to
move as far as I can, but as I'm moving, I want to see if anybody... I don't even know that they jumped in.
So you're just swimming.
Do I approach anyone?
You're kind of feeling of the walls, because the walls are solid. It's only about a 10-foot wide space. You're kind of moving along and, you know, bumping into walls and stuff. And then you bump into something else that's flailing around in here that's soft and not made of quicksand.
Okay. I'm going to reach out and grab the person or the thing and try and push them back. Like, give him a little shove, like, to indicate which way I'm going.
Okay.
If it's Shadow, he's going to contest that and push the way he's currently going.
And if it's me, I'm going to pull him towards me.
Shadow and Talik, y'all both make athletic checks.
Okay. Damn, 11.
11.
Who has the higher modifier?
Mine's plus 7.
He does.
Okay.
Mine's plus 6.
So,
God damn it.
You had moved all but 5 of your feet. So you push him back 5 feet. And when you do, Shadow, you bump into something behind you. And Alirlok, you feel something bump into your face.
Oh, God. Right.
Alirlok, it's your turn.
I'm going to grab that thing that bumped into my face. And then I'm going to make an attempt to use my other arm to pull us, or what I think is us, a creature. I'm pulling a creature back out into the open air with myself.
Okay. Shadow is in full flail mode, attempting to continue forward to get out of the underdark.
Are you trying to continue pushing the other way?
The last thing Shadow wants to do is go back into the underdark. He wants to
Everybody make me an athletics check. Everybody make me an athletics check. All three of you.
Okay.
Thank Jesus. Not 20. Let's get out of the underdark.
14.
8 plus 14 is 22.
I got 26.
Shadow pulls y'all forward. And
30 feet.
And at this point, y'all are all just one mass. So we're just doing this like tug of war. And you have Zephyr Strike on. So he puts his little feet behind him and is like
swimming.
And moves y'all 30 feet. And y'all actually pop up out of the thing over here.
And as soon as we pop up, I push Shadow. I'm like, God damn it, our armor's over there.
Oh my. You're going to reimburse me for that.
Shadow's like, I'll swim back and get it, but I want to go get the key.
I had a plan. I was going to dimension Doris out of there in 2 hours. After we short rested, it's...
Oh my God. I will say this. Y'all are out of...
There's a rope, though.
Y'all are out of combat, and there is a rope back.
Okay. So, I'm just gonna dive back in.
Without the rope?
Fucking asshole. Back towards
Without
the
rope.
I'm diving back in. Well, the rope's tied off. The rope is halfway in.
Oh man. I want to make you make a perception check, but no, you find the rope and you're able to
pull myself up. I grab.
Just imagine you just pulling yourself through. Now hold on a second. Oh fuck. Hold on. Okay, what's everybody doing here?
I'm waiting for Tog
to
come
back. I assume they were just standing there while I jump back in and they're waiting on me.
Get up out of the armor. Out of the quicksand. And do you tie the rope up on this side?
So yeah.
Shadow's inspecting this hulking carcass of angry stone bullet monster.
What are you doing when you get to the other side, Talik?
I was just going to grab mine and Alirlok's armor and anything else that we had left laying around during our sleep, like our bedrolls
okay.
and stuff.
So you get over there, and as you're packing everything up, you finish packing up, and as you do, you notice that the pool that she had created over Beryl's fireplace has hardened, and you go to look back at the one that you swam through, and it has re-solidified back to solid dirt.
Okay, all right. Hold on, I'm gonna do something real quick. Just let me look at this real quick. I have an idea. I think I can figure it out. How thick is this door? Fuck.
It's about 8 inches of solid copper.
Never mind. I was going to cast message through the door and tell them I was just going to patch myself up. And
oh, yeah, but it's like an inch of metal blocks
it's a one
it,
right? inch of common metal, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't hear each other if we yell?
But yeah, y'all could kind of hear each other.
We? Okay. I can't get back through. The quicksand closed. Go get the key. I'm going to patch up.
Protect the gear. And then Shadow's going to look at a Learlock and be like, I'm going to leave you here. Light your globe.
The globe is on cooldown.
Yeah, the globe's not back yet. It's not dawn. Oh.
You could light a fire.
There's a torch.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then Shadow's going to Zephyr Strike away.
Oh, how long does that last?
A minute.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's like a 30-minute walk, so that really doesn't shave much.
I mean, he's going to Zephyr Strike out of the room.
All right. Yeah, all right. Well, that's cool, but it runs out after a little while. So you go wandering into the Kreetok village at 4 a.m. There's just a few little torches around. Actually, no, there's no torches. It's firelight. It's fireflies, right? Flittering around. So the fireflies are mostly asleep, but there's a few of them flittering around here. They're just barely lighting the space. As you come into town, it's very quiet. Super peaceful little town.
Yeah. Shadow comes in and goes, go!
And the FIFA fans just rejoice! There's an eruption! Oh, man.
I need the key!
Yeah, so you go running up to Gold's house, but before you can even make it to the house, Barnaby comes, lifts the flap up, and he sees you, and then he just starts running towards you, and he tries to, like, nuzzle up on you.
And as soon as he does that, something that I don't know Shadow's done before, but he reaches down and he twirls his ring of druidkind and says, hey, Barnaby!
No, you have done it, because Barnaby had a ridiculous
voice.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, God.
Oh, he had a real gentleman's voice. Well, hello there. It's so good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you, too. Hey, that, you know, that crazy green fellow that I hang out with, he's trapped on the other side of that big copper door. There's a dead space whale.
I thought for certain that you were all deceased. We've been going back every day to watch the door all throughout the day, but me and Tipple do have to sleep every now and then. I'm so sorry we weren't there when you returned.
Yeah, about that. And I'm sorry, too, and they did decease a couple of times, so
about that time, Gold comes out, and he lifts up his brows, you see his eyes for, like, the second time ever, and he runs back inside, he grabs the key, and runs out, and just, like, shoves it towards you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Because he heard what you were yelling, he was, like, processing it when he heard what he saw you, he's like, oh, God.
And by the way, your space whale dirt monster's dead, too.
Oh, that's excellent news. We've been having more and more attacks lately.
Wait, that doesn't sound good. Okay, I'll be back. And then Shadow takes off. Is Barnaby faster than Shadow?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You should bring him anyways, because he's so cool.
Barnaby, let's go! I might need your help.
I would love nothing more. Should we get Tipple first?
Nope. Let's go.
Fair enough. After you, sir. I can't speak to
Shadow.
Tipple.
Shadow goes, Tipple, we're leaving! And takes off running.
You see Tipple just like pulling on his pants one leg at a time. He's like, what the hell? He's got a huge erection.
Yes!
All right. So y'all make it back. In that time, neither Alirlok nor Alec are assaulted by anything else. Y'all open the door and are reunited at last out of the Underdark.
Might never go back.
And about that time, y'all see what? A couple of people walking in from the entrance side of everything. And they have a torch, so y'all can see them no problem, even from way away. And it appears to be one small humanoid creature with two very large humanoids, but they seem to be not the average shape and proportion of humanoids. Hmm. And we will figure out who they are next time.
Oh,
jeez.
Man,
my goodness,
that was wild.
So when I sent y'all the image of the Bulette earlier today, I believe Taylor's exact response was, "When we easily defeat this monster."
Yeah, I jinxed.
That was a troll.
So I had one more first level spell slot to cast Shield. So like on that last attack, I could have casted Shield and got all the way up to a 24 AC as a reaction. So I felt pretty confident when you rolled that last one where you were like, I need a 12. You really needed a 17.
Okay. So you're in pretty good shape.
So I felt pretty good. But I did have one other idea. You know that y'all probably forgot about it, but I was looking through my inventory. That 8th level scroll of illusory dragon, I was going to risk it and throw that out. But if I wouldn't have hit the DC, it would have done nothing and just been wasted.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
the
I think I would have had to roll I would have had to roll a 16 on the die.
A 16. Yeah, cuz it's a DC, it's 10 plus
it's
the spell
an
18. Level.
18. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I had that in my back pocket. Well, that was a slim chance.
Damn.
Man, You know, I actually thought y'all were going to mop it up pretty good.
Yeah, actually, the Big Mama didn't have as much HP as I thought when I started wailing on it.
No.
She's like a shark, right? She does immense damage.
Blast cannon.
Yeah, but also, and she's got pretty tough hide, right? She has a good AC. But.
How much HP did it have?
94.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's a nice chunk with a 17 AC.
I thought about standing there and wailing on her, but I decided that I needed to preserve my health
and I thought
pool.
Mouthing up the little well, ones was smart because it's less targets to hit us.
God.
Alirlock, Joey, joined the party after we had already started on this side quest. And Alirlock, Joey has played, this is the 10th session of Unstable Evolution that Joey has played with us.
So like 20
so
episodes.
All 10 sessions.
Like 15 or 20 episodes, yeah.
Have been on this side quest in the Underdark.
It was wild. I'm ready to get some answers about Moloch.
It has been a pleasure, that's for sure. I'm enjoying it.
We are happy to have you.
That battle was fucking nuts. Alright, I'm going to bed.
At
good
one point,
night, Taylor.
Okay.
No, you can go ahead. What were you going to say at one point?
At one point, I was so upset about everything that was happening, I realized I hadn't taken notes in a while, and I just wrote, terrible things happen, and Alirlock's lifeless body gets abused.
Yes! Man,
Joe, you just had the shit end of that combat.
You know, I
mean,
I kept thinking during that combat, you know, this is almost as bad as being hung up by spiders 4 times in a row.
Way worse.
You were way closer to
spiders,
death, that's for sure.
We had already fought those spiders, and we, like, I don't even think we took any damage. They're annoying, but, like, they have to pull you up, and they, you know. It's all
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Just, there's no, the action economy was little better this time, at least. I was able to heal myself.
Right.
I just have this image of this. I mean, we all know, like, when a dog grabs something and just shakes it violently. Oh my god, Alirlock just, I can't even imagine how sore he would be at this point. He's literally a rabbit.
Well, and then the other thing that kept happening is all of those attacks that the Bulette kept hitting me with, the Big Mama, were like abilities, so I couldn't use shield because they were saving
throws. Yeah, I noticed that too. When she jumped on y'all at the beginning, I was like, well, it doesn't really matter that your AC is down because this is a dex or strength save.
Because I was like, I'll use shield and keep her off.
Her saves are crazy. She has a 16 for the saves, and so that's why I just carried that onto the sand as well. And like that's really high. That's hard.
Yeah, that is hard for martial character. Unless you know.
Yeah, if you don't have proficiency in one of those saves, then you're kind of up a creek.
So I guess if we hadn't gone quicksand swimming, eventually Barnaby and Tipple would have come with the key.
Yeah, they were going to come at dawn at 6 a.m. But like I said, I was rolling for her. So basically, I was tracking her movement around the map.
The Underdark.
And just all around the caves. And so I was tracking where she was going every hour she moved to a new region. And so she made it to y'all's region at 4 a.m.
Dang, that's crazy that it just worked out that way.
Yeah.
Kind of annoying that we did all the Underdark. Like if we were really the characters, we did all that Underdark shit and then it attacks us right by the door.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Good night.
Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.